Morning, everyone. Welcome to Cookery SOS, the podcast. I think this morning what I want to discuss with you really is a topic a lot of people have been asking me about recently. That's dark. What I'm going to call a dark space. Other people are calling it a cloud hanging over them. Feeling fed up. Can't get themselves motivated. They start to think negative thoughts, and before they know it, they're down for the day, sometimes a week, sometimes a month. So I've been asked really how I deal with things that we're not comfortable with, things that drag us down, and how do I cope with that? Or do we not get any sort of bad thoughts, negative thoughts? So I want to give you, this is what I devised years ago, really. It's something that I use quite often. Even myself, I think, if anybody says to you, "Oh, I never feel down," I'd go a long way there to say they're not really telling you the truth, because I think everybody gets that kind of bit where, "Oh, it's all a bit too much, I've had enough today, I'm totally fed up, what can I do to..." What do we do? Do we just go and sit in a chair and sulk? Self-pity, and before you know it, self-pity, it just takes over, and you beat yourself up something terribly. So here's my little tip, how it helps to combat it. It's one that we've used quite often, as I say. Picture this. I mean, everything I kind of talk about, really, to do with the mind, is about building up pictures in your mind. And you can always use them, and it's quite good because it's a simple system. Nothing too complicated, but you'll get the gist of it. So any of them mornings or days or afternoons, evenings, you're feeling a bit fed up, allow yourself that little bit of time to feel fed up, really. But if you can, and I know it's not always possible, after 5 minutes or so, snap yourself out of it. And when I say snap yourself out of it, in your head, physically, you know, you could click your fingers, you could just say, "Oh, this is enough, I've had enough now, I need to get on." So what I tend to do is picture in my mind a basement. There's a basement door, and at the moment that basement door, it's open, it's unlocked. You can see clearly, possibly, down to about 50 steps, because in front of that door there's 100 steps leading down to the basement. Obviously, the further you go down them steps, the darker and darker it becomes, and it, in some respects, you can lose yourself because you can't get back up. You don't know how to get back up, and that's a period of time that you could be there for a few days, for a week, maybe more. So when you do get fed up, get down, just picture that basement door. So you've gone to it, but you know in your hearts of hearts that if you go down them steps to too much self-pity, too much beating yourself up, you're never ever going to find your way back up. So don't go through the door. Let's not even go through the door. If you have to go through the door, then obviously go through it. But use that self-pity time to go down 10, 20 steps, maybe 30, where it's daylight, where you can still see how to get back up. I don't like to go back down there, but here we go. So you're at that doorway, you're looking in, and you can see that darkness down there, and you know where it's going to take you. We all know that, don't we? So shut the door. The door's got three big locks on it, and it's got a padlock on it, the biggest padlock you will ever come across. And the keys are in all the locks. So shut that door. Now I sound like Larry Grayson. But anyway, shut that door and turn the key in all the locks. Throw away the lock keys. You don't want them again. You really don't want them again, because you know where it's going to go, where it's going to lead to. Now, the biggest lock I want you to lock is the padlock. As I've already said, that padlock is massive. It's the biggest padlock you've come across. Turn that key. The key's quite big, so it'll probably take you two hands to turn the key. But turn it. And you can imagine it clicking. I'm not very good at doing the sound effects, but you know, like a click, click in the movies. You know where I'm coming from, the horror movies. So it'll take you two hands to turn that key. Turn it. Lock it up. Now that key is quite heavy, so it's going to take you two hands to throw away that key, but throw away that key. Throw it away. So now you've locked that basement door. Beyond that, there was 100 steps leading to total darkness. You've locked it, but now you can use it now as a little bit of a what I call a safety net. There's a system there in your mind that you know, I'm feeling fed up. I'm absolutely fed up. Go to that basement door. Picture it. I mean, my door is a basement door. It's made of oak. Old-fashioned oak. Years old. And it's got great big black hinges on. Really ornate. The door looks really inviting. Really inviting, but I know what's beyond that door. But if either me or Mrs. J feel a little bit fed up, a bit low at home, because things, as I say, we're all human, can get on top of us, we visit that doorway. Now, we might not both do it at the same time, but I know that we both go to that doorway. But we know what's beyond it, so we don't even try to attempt to open the door, because we can't kick it in. The keys have all gone, so we're never going to get in that doorway. But that gives you that time to, what I always use when I update, about regrouping. Because you've got to regroup. We're not robots. And when you regroup, sometimes, you will do, I know it works for us again at home, when you regroup, things look an awful lot better. And sometimes that regrouping stage could be an hour, could be less than that, it could be an evening, it might be a good night's sleep. You might not have a decent sleep for three or four nights. Broken sleep catches up, but you get a decent night's sleep before you know it. Woo! Spring's in the air, even if it is autumn, winter. So hopefully you kind of get the idea of the door. It's up to you if you want to make that door, make it an ugly door if you wish, but I just like the fact that I've got this ornate door. It's solid oak and I've locked it. I can't get back into it, but I know what's beyond it. But now I'm beating that darkness. I'm not letting the darkness take over me. I hope that helps you. I know it's probably a little bit noisy in the background, but it was just something that this morning I thought we needed to discuss. I've had countless messages. I mean, thank you for all of you that are messaging. It's just gone mad. But I'm glad it's all helping you, because I know what it's like, and Mrs. J does. And we have unlocked, a good system in Cookery SOS that provides the fuel via fresh food. But it's the mind tools that we use that are all self-taught. We're not psychiatrists, counsellors, but I don't think we've done a bad job, really, between ourselves. And that's the idea of what we do, is help you, give you the systems and the tools to have a go, and in turn, you'll devise your own system up. It's like handwriting. We all start off being taught. Before we know it, we've all got our own styles, haven't we? Cooking's the same. We all start swimming. Oh, I shouldn't have started all this, now I could go on and on and on. Right, look, have a good day. I hope that's helped. And that's just the podcast for the dark space, as I like to call it. Again, you can call it dark cloud, whatever you want, but it gives you an idea. We'll speak soon. Thanks for all your support with Cookery SOS. It is appreciated, I can promise you. And together, I know, we can all make a difference. Bye for now.